League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast with me, Matt Gallagher, who has a bit of a cough, and Tom Bellingham, the WTF1 founder. And I actually had a DM, was it yesterday or maybe earlier today, Tommy, that questioned why you demand being called the WTF1 founder. And I was like, look, it's a joke. I thought it was obvious, but someone genuinely thought you were just being grumpy off camera. So I had to clarify with both them and the people of the audio world that Tommy does. In fact, Tommy is the opposite. A lot of the time he goes, why the hell did you say that? Please stop saying that. People think I'm this kind of guy. He's not.
You literally started it because I hated it.
Yeah, that's literally it. So I have not been forced by Tommy. It's not in my contract. So I thought I'd clarify that. Anyway, let's talk. Have we got a new F1 team on the horizon? Potentially.
Oh, potentially.
Yes. So let's go through what's gone on in the world of Formula One. Yes, it is January the 5th. And us F1 fans have latched onto this like it is the best bit of gold dust we have found. So Andretti, who have been spoken about for a while. Thank you, Frank, for that little bark. To be trying to come into Formula One, there's been this whole sort of debacle around maybe Toto Wolff having a bit too much power in terms of who comes in, who comes out. And Andretti clearly, as their own name and as their own force, couldn't break the boundaries or the wall of getting into Formula One. So they went, you know what? All right,
fine.
We'll grab the army. We'll grab the reinforcements. And they have paired up with the General Motors brand, which is going to be represented by Cadillac, who, yeah, they've done a few things in their time, haven't they, in the motorsport world? And
yeah, a bit of endurance racing and stuff.
Yeah, they've done pretty well, I'd say. And, you know, they're a name that a lot of people are excited about. So they've teamed up together and have essentially said, we are going to bid to, or they've expressed their interest of bidding to be a new Formula One team on the grid.
Yeah. And it very much, my first thought on this when I saw the news, it's kind of what you alluded to at the start, that I think we said this before, like, you know, Audi have come into Formula One, announced they're going to be Formula One, and Formula One have, you know, bent over backwards for them and been like, oh my God, Audi, please come to Formula One. Porsche, please come to Formula One. Andretti didn't get to seem to get much love, and I think Mario Andretti even tweeted about the fact that he's finding it extremely difficult. So now basically they've got a manufacturer and gone, fine, we'll get a manufacturer. And now it seems like Formula One are like, cool, we're actually notice you now.
Yeah, literally.
Which is a bit of a shame, really, that it has to come to that, but it's exciting.
So it's worth mentioning Tommy is not on his own. He's got Grace that is making a few odd noises here and there. That's probably what you can hear. Baby Grace, who is currently on Tommy's lap right now because she won't go to sleep. There was a Grace cam when we first started the Twitch stream. We're live on Twitch, WTF1 official. So that was exciting. But unfortunately, she's had to come into the room because she's a diva. But then there's also Frank as well, who is also very soppy and needs some attention. So you might hear some noises coming out of Tommy's microphone.
Yeah, the only F1 news that we've had in January that's actually worth talking about. Decided to save it for the day that my wife goes back to work and Grace hasn't started nursery yet. Thanks,
I feel
F1.
Like that was actually part of it was part of Andretti and Cadillac's
they knew.
Social strategy, to be fair, was that they wanted as much chaos for you and your life. But
like, this would be a great WTF1 stream. This is what we do.
So Katie's written a great article on the WTF1 website. You can check that out if you want to look at it yourself. But she's kind of gone into a bit detail. Great authoring indeed. But she's mentioned that they could, in fact, come into Formula One earlier than 2026, which is when we have the big overhaul of rule changes again with the new engine and aerodynamics, et cetera, et cetera. So very exciting, in fact. This is not to say they are turning up in 2023, by the way. That's not happening. All right. Let's not get excited that it's happening this year. But it might happen sooner than 2026, which is very cool. And fingers crossed, we don't lose a team or anything like that in the meantime. And then we get up to 22 cars on the grid.
That would be good. We've said so many times that we want more teams. 20 cars just doesn't seem enough. And I think it was back in 2010, loads of new teams joined, but it didn't really work out for them. So yeah, new teams would be great, rather than it just being essentially them just taking over the previous Formula One
team. And that's it, right? It always seems to be a big name will take over an operation rather than starting from scratch and starting a new operation, which they are spreading if they do get into Formula One between the US and then having a sort of a support facility in the UK. So that's really cool in itself. I find that really exciting that they could just rock up and probably be 7 seconds off the pace. But it's an exciting adventure for them, especially in the fact that it's a big American outfit, and I think they've said that they want one American driver and things like that. So
I want a full stars and stripe livery, by the way, if it happens.
And also, I'm just saying right now, absolutely opens the door for Danny Ric to come back to Formula One if he fancies it, because surely, I know he's not American, but he's basically American in the fact that he celebrates it like he is American at COTA in particular. If they get in maybe 2025, Danny Ric, come on. That's if he doesn't manage
the
to...
The promo, you're right, the promo Perez video. Yeah, the promo video already. You can see it, him in like a 80s Cadillac driving through America with like some country music playing. Perfect. You've nailed it. Danny Ric, first driver sorted. And then another American like
Colton Herta.
Colton Herta, there's the lineup. Done.
Right. You've heard it here first. Right now, clip it. That is going to be the lineup in 2025 when Andretti and Cadillac join Formula One. But it is very interesting, as you say, that they now have this presence, this, you know, the attention from Formula One that it's clearly made a lot of waves. And how likely do you think, Tommy, that this could actually go ahead in your eyes?
Well, the FIA president has tweeted about it and sort of acknowledge it exists, which is quite exciting, because that was the kind of problem, wasn't it, that we mentioned before, that Andretti no one seemed to care about it. So fingers crossed. It's certainly a lot more likely than it was when they were just sort of like, we really want to enter F1, please. So yeah, good times.
It's lovely. And I really want 22 cars on the grid. You know, when you think back to, I guess, the olden days, if you're a new Formula One watcher, but for Tommy, just probably, yes, it feels like yesterday to him, like absolutely. 24 cars on the grid, in my opinion, was elite. It was the right number. You got more chance for a bit of chaos, more chance of cars breaking down, more chance of just unpredictability. You've got more cars going around, things can happen. And so for me, it's a good step in the right direction. You know, Formula One want more entertainment. They want more people to tune in. There's plenty of reasons why, you know, fans would back Andretti and Cadillac. And let's get another team as well. WTF1 team. Come on. What are we saying?
Absolutely.
Crowdfund. Just, GoFundMe
we just need another 100 million to go to our 30p, and we're fine.
Let's not forget, it is a huge amount of money, and it's a massive investment for Andretti and Cadillac to put forward. It's not cheap running a Formula One team. You know, the fact that the cost cap is in the hundreds of millions of dollars, it's going to be a really interesting and a difficult time. I fully expect them to join Formula One whenever they do, and probably be the slowest. It's kind of unheard of a team to rock up out of nowhere, create a completely new outfit and be good.
Yes. Hark back to 2010 when those new teams came in. They were absolutely dreadful. I think I saw a post, I think the race might have done actually, where they did like a reflection piece on 2010 and those new teams where you had, they weren't Caterham then, who were they? Lotus, Virgin Racing and HRT. And Virgin entered the sport and didn't have a fuel tank. They'd misjudged the size of the fuel tank, so they couldn't finish the race. That was how they started. HRT were just absolutely dreadful and so far off the pace, like 6, 7, 8 seconds off in qualifying. It's difficult. And probably the lessons from that is why all these teams, even the big manufacturers like your BMWs, Audis, Hondas, whoever, buy an old team rather than going, let's start again from scratch.
Yeah, because putting that infrastructure in place is an enormous job. When was the last time we saw a proper brand new team? Was it 2010?
From the very start, yeah, must have been. Haas, of course, Haas.
Oh, of course, yes, Haas.
But they obviously, of course, used a lot of a lot of parts from Ferrari at the start, didn't they? But they did all right. They obviously weren't as terrible.
No, to be fair, they turned up at most start of seasons and actually was pretty decent. So let's not write them off straight away. I've seen in the chat Danny Rick and Matt Gallagher for Cadillac Racing. I'm not sure. Not sure if that's
that one Renault drive.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, it's on my CV. They need to check it out. Link in the CV.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
But what reasons could F1 have to not accept their bid? Like, what could they turn around and say, actually, you know what? No, because of course, as I mentioned at the top of the show, there's been this discussion around the likes of Toto Wolff having too much power about who comes in and out of the sport and things like that.
Why would you not want more? Well, why would you not want more competition? Because you want to win. but they wouldn't. Well, it's easy to say that, but like, you wouldn't think they'd be on the likes of Mercedes pace and things straight away. And maybe they don't want more people at the table to sort of
is it less money? Like
prize money, the less money to split between like the.
I was going to say it gets filtered. Maybe is that might be something. The poll, which I've never seen a landslide like it, where I put, do we want another team on the grid? 99%. One person said no. 99%.
Get out the chat.
Said yes.
Toto Wolff, it's watching the stream apparently.
Yeah, people in the chat also saying, yeah, more teams equals less money for everyone because of the share. So that, yeah, I think we're on the same wavelengths as everybody else. But look, it's, as you say, it's very unlikely for them to turn up and absolutely destroy the competition. You know, you look back to Braun GP, they still took over from Honda. It wasn't like that was a brand new team or anything. So,
yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a fascinating ending, outcome, whatever you want to call it. What questions do you have in the chat? Let's get a few of those. Not a huge amount more to talk about, is there, Tommy?
As a bit of amusing news that I've just seen in our Slack channel, which is quite funny, that in the Dakar rally, Carlos Sainz Sr., so Carlos Sainz, who drives for Ferrari, his dad, who's obviously a rallying legend, is doing the Dakar rally, and he's being investigated by the stewards of the Dakar rally because Carlos Sainz Jr., as in the Ferrari driver, helped him close his door. So Carlos actually helping his dad by closing the door has meant that his dad is now under investigation in the Dakar rally and could get a penalty, which is like the most bizarre penalty I think I've ever seen. And everyone
you're not allowed
chat, it's outside interference, right? Because he's not part of the team or anything like that. So.
And what was it during the rally? Like
during the rally, I guess maybe.
And then signs to shut his door.
Yeah.
The stewards are like, no, that's set. To be fair, look, it's all time saved at the end of the day. So that is...
Yeah, it's wild.
Can you imagine? Look, I haven't watched any of the Dakar rally. What's been going down?
I have no idea.
No.
I apologise. I'm not the biggest follower of it, but I just saw that and thought that is a very hilarious story. The fact that, yeah, F1 drivers.
Oh, no, no further action. No further action. But it was a lengthy verdict, apparently.
Wow.
So that's crazy.
Imagine if that lost him the Dakar rally because his son was
won by a few seconds and then 10 second penalty for having your son close the door. That's crazy. Thank you for that piece of news, Tommy. I'd love to go into any other news, but it's January the 5th and there isn't any.
Yes. No, Haas new logo.
Haas new logo. Sorry.
You know, huge news.
If you're listening on audio, obviously you need to look it up yourself or I don't know, Google it. But yeah, it's is it groundbreaking for you, Tommy? The new logo. It's because it's MoneyGram, isn't it? Or something that their title sponsor is. So congrats to them. Well done.
Yeah. I guess it is. Yeah, it is good for them that they've got some more money. It's not going to change too much, but
Money grab.
More money. Bit of a money for grab. The MoneyGram. And they look like, dare I say it, a legitimate company, which is quite rare for Haas and their history. So well done.
Someone in the chat's asked, Ruby Leclerc said, Matt and Tommy, how will the points break down with 12 teams or 11 teams? I guess, if there's more cars, I don't think it would change. I think it would just be more cars don't score.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think, I think what we've got now where essentially almost half the grid, because it had to change because cars don't break down anywhere near as much as they used to. You just look at Formula One when I started and go on a Wikipedia page of like 94 or something, and the amount of retired things you see. Ferrari is a great example in the 90s where they literally would probably retire from like 75% of the races. And if they finished, they'd win or get on the podium. So you're never going to, obviously, if they did the point system back when it was points to sixth, those points would only go to Mercedes, Ferrari and Red Bull because they always just finish the races. So I think the points to 10th is a good thing.
And also as well, it would make scoring points even more of an achievement, wouldn't it really? If you finish 10th, now you're like, oh, you finished, literally halfway up the grid. Whereas 24 cars and you finish in 10th, that's more of an achievement.
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen recently because of probably is because of the reliability, like the worst teams in Formula One being Williams, Haas, they do end the year with single figure points, sometimes barely any at all. Like Haas in 2021 got 0 points, didn't they? It's a huge achievement for that. So yeah.
Now I'm going to ask you a creative question. If you could choose one manufacturer to join Formula One, who would it be and why? Tommy likes independent small manufacturers, so he'll probably be like, some tiny
Spiker.
Obscure
Spiker back or something like ridiculous. Yeah,
God's sake. Someone HRT to bring back the great memories of being 24th.
Yeah, I'd love someone, like a crazy manufacturer that build kind of like 20, like someone, in the chat said like TVR and things like that. For me, I'd much rather that than
that's really
than the companies that are just a bit boring.
Brabham,
Lada,
yes, yeah, Lada, Peugeot, Koenigsegg, lots of suggestions. Bentley, we've got Skoda. Volvo,
Skoda, Tesla. Volvo. Oh, they'd have to be electric, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Tesla getting cheap.
Imagine that. Tesla joins Formula One for the first petrol Tesla. Quite something.
Free blue tick with every. Have you seen that? If you now buy a Tesla, you get free, because it's obviously Elon Musk. You get a blue tick with.
You get Twitter blue.
You get Twitter blue for buying one. No, it's just. Is there anything more like.
Oh, yes. That's now convinced me to buy a Tesla.
Oh, God. Yeah.
No, I will go down as not being verified on Twitter ever. That's it. That's the way to go. cool. Well, there you go. That's pretty much it in terms of summing up the Andretti Cadillac news. Tommy, what's your final thoughts?
Final thoughts are, please take it seriously, FIA, and let's get Andretti on the grid, please.
Hell yeah, we want another team on the grid. That's definitely, I'm echoing your sentiments. I absolutely want it. We'll carry on with Twitch for a little bit longer. WTF on official if you want to go follow us. But for audio listeners, thank you so much once again for allowing us to be in your ears. And we'll see you very soon for another podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.